Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for joining us and have a great Friday.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
Thanks, Maria. Where you been, Maria? Come on back. Come on back.
Like a bat out of hell, and then poof, went away.
Just right. Just a blip on the radar. A fantastically fascinating blip.
Jesus is on it. She's searching for her can tell.
Yeah. She's into it, too. She really likes it.
Well, it's hard not to be. I mean, that person came out of nowhere, absolutely.
Blew our minds.
Lit it up, and then just poof.
And I yeah, heard it here first.
I think she may have been committed. But yeah, I don't. That's just a guess. I don't know. Either jail or committed.
Yeah, nothing. She's still Twitter. Yes. Still deleted everything. Mm. No posts on her Facebook page. Oh. So,
can you undelete your Twitter page? Like, could she come roaring back?
Yeah. I don't know. I
think you can turn it off and turn it back on. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, temporarily.
There is definitely something to be said for this lady, out of nowhere. I mean, I guess just because the audio is so fun and totally disturbing as well. Like, here's a person who's on the edge. And
Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz has his male genitalia posted on an underage girl's website.
You heard it here first. And then the voicemail that she leaves him with, of course, the have a great Friday, you mommy daddies.
I can't believe I am such a good person.
Me neither. God, she is so great. But just, you know, 2 days of like, holy bleep, what's going on with this lady? To zero. So I'm sad about it. Bring back Maria Athens. She's a household name. Well, here at my house anyway.
Household name.
I mean, basically, though, God, she just came in like a the atmospheric river. Here then gone. See you next year. Oh, hold on. I'm sure I have a sponsor. Let's see. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram page. We just crossed 2,000 followers. Wow!
Nice.
Wow! Follow the Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram page. You can catch workout videos, ski tips, all kinds of stuff on there. He's always giving stuff away. He gives away stuff from his own house.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he's like, oh, I have this jacket. I've never worn it. Still has that old tagger on it.
Want to win it?
All right, it's Friday, and this is a total fluff piece of story, but it's cute, and it's Friday, and it's fun. It's just
like
a fun
it.
Story.
Let's do this.
You've heard of people who totally change their names, like actually the one that comes to mind is Marilyn Monroe, whose name was like, you know, I can't even think of her name. Some like podunk girl next door kind of name. You guys, they'll find it for me.
Norma Jean Mortensen?
There you go.
Mortensen?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Norma Jean. She's just like a kind of a normal name, like a regular old name, but she's Marilyn Monroe. So those are like the major changes, but a lot of people just have to tweak. You know, you can't have two people registered with the same name in the SAG-AFTRA thing. You got to have your own performer names. Like there's another Sarah Clark, but she's got an E at the end of her name. Actually, on the show, Vinny, Bosch, Sarah Clark with an E, plays his ex-wife Eleanor.
I'm familiar with her. Yes.
Yeah. She was like Bella's mom in the Twilight movies. Renee.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and that was the first time I ever, I'm like, oh my God, her name's Sarah Clark. That's crazy. But she spells Clark with an E. So we can both have the same name.
I didn't know there was that restriction, but I experienced that as I was getting into radio because my boss said, well, you're going to have to pick a name.
And Cool Breeze is taken.
Yeah. Huh? And I really didn't know what he meant by that. I picked my name. I said, I can't have people calling me by another name. I won't respond to it. I don't know how I'm supposed to respond to Frank. Like, why would I think that you're talking to me when my name's not Frank?
You never really used Hassan, though, before you came back after our breakup.
I've never wanted to use my last name at all. I just don't know why we need it. But as it's necessary, sure, just use my regular last name. But because I'm not even going to, I can't be bothered making that up either. My boss that I had, who I'm talking about, I thought his name was his name. And then when I saw what his real name was, I'm like, oh my God, it's like Starenbinger or something like that. I went, okay.
Do you remember Jim McGuinn's real last name?
No, I never knew that wasn't his name. It's not. What?
No. Our old boss, Jim McGuinn?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to tell you it because maybe he's private about it, but
he's private enough about it that his Facebook is actually, I believe it's Jim McGuinn.
It is.
Like, I couldn't pull that off. There's no way I would be writing up my Facebook page and be going, yes, I'm going to use Vincent Jackson. I can't even think of one in the moment.
Vinny Jackson. That's pretty good. I actually kind of like that. Vinny Jackson. Hey, guys. Vinny Jackson here. Live on the scene.
Anyway, my point is I don't feel comfortable like that. I'm sure I was Sarah Emily for a hot minute.
And I never even used that. I was supposedly Sarah Emily, but I'd just be like, hey, Sarah.
Right.
You know? But that was on a country station. And then my PD goes, please stop drawing. I'm like, but why? Y'all want me to sound country, don't you? He's like, just don't do it. We're in Massachusetts. Let's not do it.
Excellent job.
Thank you. How do we get here? Because of names. Okay, so these are just a few really slight tweaks to names, and I'm not going to do all of them, but there are a few. I've heard this one before, Michael J. Fox. Mm-hmm. There was already a Michael Fox in SAG-AFTRA, in the union. And his middle name is Andrew, so he was going to be Michael A. Fox, but he was like, that just sounds like Michael, a Fox. So he changed it to J and made it so J stands for nothing.
Well, I would like to say to everybody, if you're in a position to pick your middle name like that, go F. Go initial F every time. I just like it.
Vinny F. Jackson?
Yeah. Like, you know, it sort of has a, I think it has a nice feel.
What does the F stand for in JFK? Fitzgerald, isn't it?
So I don't know.
Vincent Fitzgerald Jackson.
You're right, Sarah.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, he went with Michael J. Fox. Mary Streep.
Mary Streep is Meryl Streep?
It's Meryl Streep. Her dad used to call her, you know, Meryl. And she was like, I'm going with Meryl. Where do you get Meryl out of Mary? I don't know. Emma Stone was born Emily Stone. There was another Emily Stone. She had to change it when she joined the Screen Actors Guild. Taya Leone, her real last name is Pantaleone.
Oh, all right.
Taya Pantaleone. She just cut it.
See, that feels a lot. I mean, I can understand why you want to make a change if it's long or difficult.
Yeah, but you want something memorable.
But it's close. I like that she, you know, stuck in the neighborhood. At least she won't be sitting there as people are paging her. Mm-hmm. You know.
That can't be mine. I don't know who they're calling, but it isn't me. That's not my name.
Right.
Barbara Streisand was born Barbara Streisand, and she
famously changed it.
Yeah, she lost one of the A's because she wanted to be unique. Do you know what Oprah Winfrey's real name is?
Oh.
Oprah Winfrey. Mopra. No.
You're close.
Fopra. Mm-mm. No. I don't
it's
know.
It's the same letters. It's Oprah, but it's Orpah.
Orpah?
O-R-P-A-H. Orpah. And no one could, everyone was like, Oprah? She's like, yes, Oprah.
Oh, really?
Her real
I didn't know that.
Orpah. O-R-P-A-H. Orpah Sizzles. It just doesn't have the same.
But so her Oprah. Real friends call her Orpah.
No. They call her Oprah.
Oh.
They, you know, she basically, it sort of evolved into Oprah because enough people got it wrong as she was growing up. Like, Orpah, I don't know. People just didn't know how to pronounce Orpah, and they would, and it just turned into Oprah by the time she was known. So I don't think Gail called, hey, Orpah. I don't even know if that's how you say it. Orpah.
It's from the Bible.
Oh, Orpah is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh my goodness.
I've never heard the name Orpah.
They say my name's from the Bible too.
Bryn?
Mm-hmm.
What did Bryn do in the Bible?
I don't know.
Well, you think you should look it up?
I probably should, yeah, but it's Welsh.
Look at him.
What?
He's got stunner shades on. Yeah. He doesn't look crap up.
I don't care.
Look at him.
That's literally all he does all day is look stuff up.
That's my job is sit here and look stuff up. I guess I should look up my own name.
The guy with the stunner shades.
Well, to me, he looks way too cool to be looking crap up, especially himself. Don't look yourself
up. You're
too
cool
for that.
From the Bible, too?
It's a Welsh word meaning hill is Bryn.
Oh.
Hold on. Vincent.
Well, that's not. Is that from the Bible?
Well, there's a no. There's a Saint Vincent.
There
yeah.
is. A
oh,
Saint
there
Vincent.
Is. You're yeah. right. Yeah, there
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what did he do? Who was that guy? I didn't hear about him parting the sea or anything.
No, I don't remember. But I'm sure I knew this at some point because I went to Catholic school.
Yeah, I know. Sarah was someone's wife. I think I was like Abraham's wife. You know,
oh,
whatever
that's
he did.
Fun.
Yeah, sure. Well, women relegated to wives and prostitutes. You know, it's the Bible after all. The one who looks over it. I don't know if it's the, like who's the one who looks over their shoulder and gets turned into a pillar of salt? I'm not sure if that's Sarah. Somebody else maybe.
Medusa?
No,
she's stone.
Some
she's
other.
She's not in the Bible.
Yeah, she's in the Greek Bible.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Relax.
Now we're getting
just
confused.
Relax.
Yeah. Well, I am.
Listen, oh, yeah. Those ones are fake. Everything in the Bible. Our Bible is real. But their stuff is totally fake.
Lot's wife.
Oh, Lot's wife was the one who looked over her shoulder. Oh, mm-hmm. Sarah was Lot's wife or Sarah?
No, Lot's wife
Lot's
was the
wife
one who looked
turned
over
into
her shoulder.
Pillar and, yeah.
These are questions for Hooman.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's Hooman when you need him? It's Bible study class with Sarah
the
and
one
Vinny.
Time he could he really has a lot on Marvel as well.
It's like, true. Yeah. He's got several Bibles.
And today we have a new album from Whitesnake, which...
Oh, I know. We were talking about... There's a new album from Whitesnake. Like, how is this happening? And Hooman's not here. See if you can get a hold of Hooman.
All right.
Actually, don't.
He's probably,
across
the country, though.
Ass. Yeah, we'll let's see. Not do that. Jennifer Aniston was...
Were you into that guy?
Jennifer Aniston?
No, David Coverdale.
No, no. Not particularly, but Hooman was. In the still of the night. He loves Whitesnake. Like, he's got an arousal for them. Can't say what
no,
I...
No, my first girl... Well, not my first girlfriend, but my first sort of high school sweetheart was super into them. Really into it. All that cheesy butt rock. What's this?
Darcy?
Yes, her.
Mm.
She liked Whitesnake, huh? Yeah.
She loved Heart and Whitesnake and Zeppelin. I started listening to Zeppelin at 16 because of her. I never listened to them.
Oh, yeah.
You liked them, but you rejected it. You know, the thing is, you were probably listening to the crappy Heart from the mid-80s. Like, the old Heart is the good Heart.
Yeah, Heart's terrible. And Whitesnake's terrible. Like, you know, I'm just not into slide it in straight
to the top. Come on. You're not into that?
No.
I would think that'd be right up your alley.
You would think that.
Yeah.
It's part of your MO.
Yeah. I don't ever want to stop.
It's part of every human being on planet Earth's MO. Why is it just me?
Yeah, some of us wear it on our sleeves, though. And that's like, you know what I want to do?
You're just more open about it, that's all.
Yeah. Jesus, that's my MO.
This one's a little bit of a stretch. Jennifer Aniston was actually named Jennifer Anastasis.
No. Yeah, isn't her dad a Greek yeah. actor from
He was the one who changed it, though, so I don't think she ever had it. Anastasis.
And there's why she changed it.
And plus, ass kiss is right in it. So, you know, you don't want that. Eric Bana was born Eric Banadnovic. He never legally changed his name, but people just call him Eric Bana, and that's how he's credited in movies, and I guess it's his nickname, so he just uses it professionally.
Cool.
Tony Basil. I've heard this one before. Tony Basil is the, oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so
she
fine.
She shouldn't even be on this list,
Mickey.
But go on.
I know. Her name is Antonia Basilota.
All right.
So Tony Basil. Basil. Do you know what Garth Brooks' real first name is?
No.
Troyal.
Troyal?
T-R-O-Y-A-L. Troyal. Like, all right. Like royal, but Troyal.
Got it. Weird.
I know. There's a bunch of nickname people in here. This one's weird. Guy's name's Zayn Malik.
Mm-hmm.
He changed his name to Zayn. He just changed the I in Zayn to a Y. It was like Zayn wasn't weird enough. He had
the spelling is what he wanted.
That's
different.
It.
Well,
Zayn,
that's what Barbara did, right?
Zayn. Yeah, sure. I mean, people don't say Barbara. Any other ones here? Oh, this one's cute. Susan Weaver. Susan Weaver read a book called The Great Gatsby and said, I hate being called Susie. I'm changing my name to Sigourney.
Oh.
Sigourney. Ripley. Ripley changed her name from Susie to Sigourney.
Sigourney's one of my all-time favorites.
It's a good name.
And it's not just from, it's. I mean, it is from Aliens, but I just think she's great looking. I love her voice. Like, she's in one of the Pixar movies, just her voice, and I love it.
Oh, what movie?
Nemo.
Sigourney Weaver has a voice thing in Nemo?
Oh, she does. She's like part of the aquarium, isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she's the voice of the aquarium.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Haven't you seen these million times recently?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, I have.
So you're saying in the Finding Dory one, she's like the narrator voice at the aquarium?
Yes.
As you're walking around? Yeah. That sounds familiar. All right, there's those. That was fun. You know, just fun. I just, you know, really light, fluffy. Here's a fluffy one.
We've been watching. We're on repeat with Monsters, Inc. at my house right now.
Oh, God, that's so good.
My little one
so good.
Loves it so much. He can't see the first scene for some reason, which is...
It's not.
The guy fails. Oh, spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even that scary, but we have to skip the first scene. Then she watches the whole thing. She loves it. And by the way, if I could, I need to thank whoever sent in Dino Dana.
Yes.
Whoever sent that name to me, thank you.
Oh, that's big now.
Oh, my God. I told my daughter about it. You know, now she's into dinosaurs because the next door neighbor likes dinosaurs and they play together, and now suddenly she's like, I don't like Frozen. I like dinosaurs. You know what my favorite dinosaur is? A megalodon. I'm like, okay. Did you know a megalodon goes from here to, like, another city? They're so big. No, I didn't know that. What do they eat? Like, I'm telling you, this was in the car driving yesterday, the conversation we had.
Nice.
What do they eat? Did she have an answer for that?
They can eat a big, giant, great white shark in one bite. They have 5 million rows of teeth. And I went, oh, is that right?
So this Dino Dana, she's really giving them some hardcore.
No. Dino Dana is on theme and on point. This megalodon, I don't know where she got that crap info because
it's
all
wrong. She
must have got it from the next door neighbor boy because none of it's right.
Mm. Oh, it's all wrong? Oh, man.
I thought the megalodon was new.
The one who got made up for that for that movie recently.
It was in a movie recently. Yes, it was.
The megalodon's like a gigantic sharky one, and they made it up, so it's not even like a real dinosaur.
Oh no, I think they're real.
Okay, I don't know.
But anyway, I don't.
I never
thank
heard of megalodon until
Dino Dana.
That.
That's all.
Yes,
Dino.
Yeah, there you
Dana,
go.
Whatever it is.
Well, whatever keeps the kid quiet for a bit. Hey, want to watch something? Great. See you later. Cameron Diaz, she loves her kids so much. although this doesn't really explain everything, she just had a kid like December of 2019.
Okay.
Right, back in the olden days before 2020 happened to us all. She's been working on her organic wine business and raising her one-year-old daughter, and she's all like, yeah, I might never act again.
Why would you? You don't need to.
Do you know when the last time she was in a movie was?
I'm going to say, this is just a guess because I don't know for sure. I'm going to say 2013.
2014. She was in Annie. She played some role in it. I don't even see that. I just feels like she's been around, but she really hasn't. She's 48. She just had a kid. Her first kid. She's married to Benji Madden, the Good Charlotte guy. So she says, never say never, but I couldn't imagine having to be on a movie set 14, 16 hours of my day away from my child. Mm. And she's got about $140 million.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what he's got. So she's perfectly happy.
Well,
and
he's
she's
got doing this. That is what he's got.
Yes. Hopefully they have a good prenup.
I know
although
what he's got.
Although they've very quietly been together. They met in like 2013, I think. Married a year later. Let me see if I have. I probably have this.
They
married.
Worth about $20 million.
Yes.
She was poor.
She played Miss Hannigan in Annie.
Oh, okay. Is that like the leader of the orphans?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, she married Benji Madden on January 5th, 2015, and then 4 years later they had their kid. Anyway, she launched an organic wine brand in 2020 called Aveline. And now that's all she wants to do. Watch her kid, drink her wine. Sounds like a great life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're all aiming for.
Tapping out at four, before you're 50 is a great thing.
48
for
years
her.
Old. Just, let's go sit by the pool.
Seems
like
tired.
That'd be fun. Got a new baby. You know, it's really taking a lot out of me, this baby thing. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the...
Well, I got a lot coming up for you, but in particular, we're going back to school, and we're also peeping Martians.
Oh, I can't wait to see some Martians.
After these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.